Welcome back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Pleased to be joined in studio this weekend by the new superintendent of Sonora High School, Dr. Mark Miller. He was recently appointed to replace the retiring Patrick Shabbat. Dr. Miller, next thing I want to ask you about is finances for Sonora High School. That's been something that's been in the news the past couple of years for the district. Do you have any observations about how, you know, the district is looking right now financially and just kind of looking ahead?
Before I do that, could you pass the Tums that you have on your desk there? I just want to chew a couple before we talk about finances. The district had some huge issues with finances, and we're a people business. That's what we do, and we hire. Most of our money goes toward people and the services that they provide to kids, and the only way you save money in schools at this point, we're running on such a razor-thin margin, is you reduce the number of people working or the number of days those people work. And that's what they did, is they fundamentally furloughed people, reduced the number of days or hours that they were working in order to make the bottom line work. And it didn't make anybody very happy, but it did work. And we're now in a place where I think while we're still in negotiations with our classified group, I think we're going to be able to undo all of those furloughs by the end of this year. And this year's bottom line will be right about break even, maybe a little bit positive. But our projection for the next 2 years are hundreds of thousands of dollars in the hole, quite honestly. We're going to spend more than we're going to bring in the next 2 years after this one. We're going to do that basically by, if you will, burning down our savings, using up some money that we have in reserve. But that's not sustainable. You can't do that forever. Everybody knows, especially up here, there are a lot of retirees, that if you start seeing that your base account, your principal that you're earning interest on start to go down, over time you'll end up at zero. And so we're going to have to look at that, I think, long term. But there are no easy answers, because it's not like we can just shut down the power or shut down the water or not pay our insurance bill. Those are things we have to do. And the places that we can try to save money all deal with people and people's lives and the services that they give to this community and to students. And those are always really hard choices to make.
So it sounds like some more Tums will be needed down the road, unfortunately.
I'm afraid so, yeah.
You know, technology in schools like Sonora High School, you know, what, you have any observations just in regards to how technology is changing the student's life and just kind of some of the challenges, too, that poses?
Well, it's huge, and it affects every aspect of students' lives. I read somewhere, so it must be true, that I believe 80% of students have smartphones and are connected to Wi-Fi and internet basically 24/7. That changes the communication dynamic radically. Anything that happens at school is immediately, whether we like it or not, Twittered, Facebooked, Snapchatted, or whatever other app they're using immediately. And the whole connected community knows about it in an instant. And that changes dynamics of student interaction. It used to be, in my day, you actually had to tell someone face-to-face. That was the only way to communicate it, really. Or you could call them on the phone. Remember those phones? I don't know. Are you old enough, BJ, that you actually had a dial that you would turn and it would go back?
The old rotary phones.
Yeah, good. Are you? Mm-hmm. Did you have one in your house?
I had one in my house. Yes.
Did you? All right. Up. All right. All right.
Absolutely.
All right. I thought maybe you were a push button guy, but no. So that's. But you know, back in those days, and it was one line for your house, and so you couldn't be on it because parents needed to use it for other things. Now that communication goes so many places so quickly, it's changed the social dynamic and indeed the social structure and fiber of the way students behave. When I was a kid, if you didn't know something, you went to these things, they were called books. They had paper in them, and we had an encyclopedia kit that we got 1 week at a time from the local grocery store with a purchase. And if you'd look it up there, and if it wasn't there, you went to something, this is so weird for the kids today, something called a library that had a whole bunch of books in it. And in front of the library was something called a card catalog. And you actually pulled out these little drawers and looked in these little cards, and there was a number, and that's called the Dewey Decimal System. And then you would go and try to find that book if it wasn't checked out to get that piece of information. And that was a, you know, 2-3-4 hour deal to find that piece of information. Well, now students pull out their phone, Google it. They have the Library of Congress, literally the library, entire Library of Congress at their fingertips, and they can find that piece of information out in 2 or 3 minutes. And so that changes what students need to know and how they access information. What it also changes is students need to be able to know whether what they're looking up on Google is true or not, because not everything on the internet is true, and that's like a huge revelation to students. But not everything on the internet is true, people. It's not. And the other thing is, whatever you put out there about yourself on the internet is there forever. And that's the other thing that students are really having to come to grips with, is something they thought was just between them and their boyfriend or girlfriend ends up circulating throughout all of Sonora, because students don't often keep secrets, and on the internet, once it's out for good. So it's changing the social fabric and the social structure, the way students learn, the way they access information, and as adults, we're having to adjust accordingly.
I remember going to those card catalogs during reports and so forth, putting them together during my schooling. Is it difficult for teachers to evolve as things change as well? I have to imagine that's kind of a challenge to keep up with things.
It definitely is. And so we try to do a lot of in-services. Up in Juneau, one of the things that I implemented was Friday after school. We'd have a different teacher host it every week at the high school. We called it Appy Hour. And they would spend a half hour just checking out new apps that had come out and seeing how they might be able to apply or be applied in their classroom. And they had a great time with it.
Need to take one more break. We're talking with the new superintendent of Sonora High School, Dr. Mark Miller, who was recently appointed to be the new superintendent to replace the retiring Patrick Shabbat. Programming note, in the next couple of weeks, we are also planning to hear from the new superintendent at Somerville High School, big changing of the guard for local education this year, as Michael Merrill is planning to join us in the coming weeks as well. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherload Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. We'll return with our final segment with Dr. Miller in just a minute.